guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker with a Face Radio and a voice for print. I'm going to be recording four videos over the course of the next few days, so you may see me in the same t-shirt here. I'm going up to spread my father's ashes in a river he used to play in as a kid. So I'll be doing that over the next course of now through this weekend. So if you see me in the same shirt several times, you'll know why. I'm just going to be releasing these videos over the next 4 days. Oh, that sweet smell of age and desperation. A tale as old as time, and one that we never get tired of hearing about. A professional woman who can't find a man. She's 35. And now she's offering $5,000 to anybody that helps her find her husband. Now, I'm not sure, but that sounds a whole lot like, I don't know, advertising, basically, at this point. This is from the New York Post. I'm offering a $5,000 referral bonus to anyone who finds me a husband. Now, here's the thing. I'm not sure if they have music on this or not, so I'm going to mute it. But here's the thing. It says she's blowing up TikTok. She's putting offers. Now, let me pause it here. She's got a pretty smile. She is certainly free in showing off her breasticles. She's got nice cleavage. A pretty smile. She says, Eve, whose video has racked up more than 500,000 views, clarifies, I don't have to stay married to him for long to get the cash prize. Now, here's what's funny, right? She'll find us. I don't know if she wants the ceremony more than the guy. Or here's the thing. If she offers $5,000 and she gets matched with like a doctor or a lawyer or something, and she doesn't stay with him for long, but she does stay with him long enough to get some of his cash and prizes, some of his resources, that's a pretty good investment on her part. Horrible, horrible on his part, but good on her part. See what else they have to say about it. The proposal sparked a fiery debate and comment section about setting up friends. Amazing, but how sad the cash incentive will make a friend put more effort into it. Anyway, I hope your dreams come true. I tell my friends they're introduced to my future wife, there's a finder's fee of 10%. So that's the entirety of the video. And they say, who says money can't buy love? Let me zip it up so you guys can see it a little better. Sick of being single, a wannabe bride is offering a hefty referral bonus to anyone who successfully finds her a groom. Now, like I said, I showed you pictures of her. She's not a bad-looking woman. So she's 35 now. Why hasn't she been able to find a dude yet? Well, let's read on and see what's going on. A while ago, I told my friends I'd pay him $5,000 if they introduced me to a husband, 35-year-old, a corporate litigation attorney from Los Angeles. So what's that tell us? Left, very left-leaning, she's probably a feminist, very professional, so she probably makes a lot of money. So you know he's got to be left and make a ton of money as well. But there's a lot of them out in L.A. I'm sure a lot of guys that make a lot of money. So in June, she shared the story. Eye-popping proposal raked in more than 556,000 views and between 20 and 25 digital introductions to potential life partners via rookie marriage brokers. So she, right off the bat, got 20 and 25 offers from marriage brokers that were like, hey, how about these guys? She says, I haven't gone on any dates yet, adding that most of her intermediaries have been women who spotted her eye-popping proposal on social media, but people are definitely motivated to help. She thinks her incentive price is just right. Now, I don't think this is the most flattering photo because the mimosa or whatever she's got here in her hand plus the leopard print makes her look like a cougar from the 70s. But this isn't a bad photo, and she's not, like, this is a good photo. You can tell, though, she's very tall. So she probably has height requirements like every other woman. Shocking. I've been single for about 5 years now. So she's been single since she was 30. And why did she get rid of the other guy? Probably because, I don't know, she felt she could do better. She says online, Tilly Coulson detailed the various requirements she has for Mr. Right. Of course there's requirements. But again, if Jonah Hill has requirements on his girlfriend, well, that's we have to shame him across the internet now, don't we? She said, so I feel like paying $5,000 for a husband who's vouched for meets my needs, and is ready for a real relationship. They have a view profile here. Is this her profile on TikTok? I do not have a TikTok, so I don't even know if this will pull up. Okay, maybe. All right, here's her. All right, here's her without makeup and filters on. Maybe I was incorrect about how great looking she is. She's got the derpy face. You notice, like, her lips are, she's got that, hi. What was it, Jamie Foxx on the old TV show? What was it, Martin, I think? Where he was like, hi. And then his face would just rest, but his lip was permanently up like that. She looks like she has that derpy lip thing in all her photos. Not great looking without the makeup, and definitely looks heavier than she did in that photo with her and the dog. So I'm thinking she was using an old photo. Looks like she got a little bit of a mustache too. I'm just saying. And all it is her taking a bunch of photos of herself, because she's the only person and thing in her life, and she's the center of her own world. There's literally nothing but herself in all these. Gosh. So there's a woman that loves herself entirely too much. Her online proposition, though monetarily attractive, isn't entirely uncommon. Under the ever-trending TikTok hashtag, help me find him, with more than 321 million views, lovesick romantics share their digital pleas for social media's help in landing an ideal partner. You notice they throw in the ideal partner. Here's the truth of the matter, right? And we say this all the time. There's no such thing as someone that's perfect, or yes, there are ideal, but in many cases you have to make small sacrifices. And if kind of the base qualities of somebody are the same, then yeah, you're probably gonna have some give and take on the other stuff. But the problem is, in this shallow world that we live in now, no one's willing to make any sacrifices. And a matter of fact, that ties into this other story I'm going to be doing. Because no one's willing, it's the me generation. So much so that people are single and not willing to settle in any single way, and no one's happy. However, most folks using the popular stamp as a virtual SOS are looking to be reconnected with a hunk they previously encountered in passing. So they let Chad Chattington go, and now they haven't found anything better, and they're looking for him again. Again, another shocker. She said that this means he cannot already be married. This can't be his second wife. Okay, so he can't be previously married. He must fall within the range of 27 to 40. Now, she's 35, so she's willing at this point to go down to 27 years old. Now, how many 27-year-olds are going to be like corporate attorney money? He has to be 5'11", of course, or taller. Shocking. Boast a witty British sense of humor and have strong affinities for sports, animals, and kids. This is like the best photo I've ever seen of her. Like, obviously, because again, you can click on her TikTok and it's. Haters online bashed her height minimum, doubting she'd ever find the love of her life in the skimpy 14.5% of U.S. men who measure over 6 feet tall. But she said she's not backing down from her tall order. Sorry, short kings. Of course she's not. So what do we have? We have the same thing we always have. The same thing that happens over and over and over and over and over again. She's 5'10". It does say that a little bit further in the article. She's 5'10". And she says, well, I want to wear heels. As a matter of fact, I'll read her quote. Let me see where her quote is exactly about the heels. She said, the only real physical requirement that I have is he must be tall, because I'm tall, who stands about 5'10". I've dated men who are insecure about my height, asking me not to wear heels, and that didn't make me feel good. Okay, so instead of requiring a dude that's like 6 feet tall, just say, guys, I'm 5'10". If you're okay with that, swipe. I've dated a woman that was like 6 feet tall before, 5'11". She was very tall. I didn't care. Why did I care? I just took her to dance clubs and slow danced with her all the time. Told her to wear something with a little cleavage on it. You know what I'm saying? So what's the truth? Okay, if she wants to wear heels, that means that she wants to, I mean, women don't wear 1-inch heels. Women wear 3 or 4-inch heels. So she says 5'11", or taller. What she really means is 6'2 or 6'3. She's a corporate lawyer. So that means she's probably making, I mean, deep, deep six figure, like 100,000, 50, 150, 200,000, 250,000. I don't know how much corporate lawyers make, but they make good money. So what are her requirements? Well, the guy's got to make as much as she does. He has to be as well educated. He has to be congratulate, and he's going to, you know, she's wants, she says the only physical requirement is that he's tall, but you know, she's not going to take like some fat dude, and God forbid he's bald. And so what happens? She's looking for every other man that every other woman out there is looking for, except with her, her lip thing. She said she did point to Hollywood heartthrobs, such as Gossip Girl star Chuck Bass at 32 and Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey, 53, as prime examples of faces she'd love to date. Oh, you mean, okay, so he's got to be 6 foot tall and extremely successful and educated, and he has to look like a Hollywood actor. Wow, she is so different from every other 35-year-old out there today. Political review, political views, religious beliefs, and ethnicity aren't deal breakers. She'd date a rock with charisma. You know how that's a lie? Because she lives in L.A. She's obviously a feminist. And if you're gonna you show up to the date and she happens to look in the back seat of your pickup truck. It's a joke because she wouldn't date a dude with a pickup truck. But and she glances in the back seat and she sees a, you know, Make America Great. She's not going out. She's not going out with you again. Whether the guy has a college degree or a car is too neither here nor there for the singleton. She's lying. That's not true. And she's open to being in a long distance relationship. No, I. So you're going to tell me that this woman, who's all about herself, is going to be in a long distance relationship with a, and she wants a guy that's good looking and tall and successful, but he doesn't have a car and he lives in like, I don't know, Iowa or something. And she's in. No, she's not. And you know why I know this? Because she's 35 and single. And she hasn't found it because it doesn't exist. And it's nothing new. But you know something? Hey, congratulations. You're competing with everybody else on the planet. Good luck to you. Best of luck. I'm going to do a dating profile of the day today. It's actually an image I cannot show here on YouTube. So even if I wanted to do it on YouTube, I can't. But we are doing that over on Locals. So if you want to get the extended cut and the extra material, make sure to come over to betterbachelor.locals.com. Become a supporter today. It's $5 a month, less than a cost of a decent beer or a crappy cup of coffee from Starbucks. All right, guys, we'll leave it there for you guys on YouTube, and we'll see you in the next one.